There's got to be an explanation to all these UFO sightings, right? Hey, it's Stephen Diener, host of the Unidentified Alien Podcast. And whether you're new to the conversation or have been looking into it for years, you need to check out the fastest growing alien show out there, the Unidentified Alien Podcast, or UAP for short. There's a crazy amount of alien encounter stories out there from all over the world. And the beauty of it is that I bring them all to you and let you decide what you believe. Download and subscribe to UAP on any of the major podcasting platforms. And you can also find it on UAPpodcast.com.
Hi, everybody. This is Adriana Trigiani. I'm the host of You Are What You Read. I have the privilege of interviewing luminaries of our times about the books that shaped them from childhood until now. We get everybody from Sarah Jessica Parker to Kristen Hanna, Mitch Albom, Susie Essman, Craig Ferguson, Rainn Wilson, Amor Towles, you name it, they come, they share. New episodes of You Are What You Read drop every Tuesday on Apple, Spotify, or any major streaming platform wherever you listen to your podcasts.
Your morning starts now. It's the Q102 Jeff and Jen podcast, brought to you by CVG Airport. Fly healthy through CVG. For more information, go to CVG Airport /fly healthy.
So Henry is looking for a second date update with a woman named Stephanie. Good morning, Henry. How are you?
Hey, how you doing?
Excellent. Thanks for coming on. We appreciate you putting yourself out there.
Mm-hmm.
Let's start from the beginning. Tell us how you met Stephanie and how that first date went.
Well, I'm really looking to get into a relationship, hopefully by the holidays. Most of my friends are all coupled up, and, you know, I got parties and things like that going on. And, you know, I'd like to have somebody to go places with me, you know. And
but does it have to be a relationship? Like, can it just be a good friend or someone that maybe you're dating?
No, it's
that you go to those things with?
Or, you know, take it slow if we have to take it slow. But, I mean, I would like to eventually lead there, I guess. I wouldn't mind being in a relationship. The social aspect, which is the wonderful aspect of being in a relationship, you know, you get to do things and you don't have to go solo all the time to work parties and things like that or whatever, you know. And beyond that, I just think she's a really good, I wouldn't say candidate, but she's like a girlfriend material. I guess that's the perfect way to put it. She's girlfriend material.
Okay.
So I'm hoping you get a hold of her and just kind of figure out what went wrong.
All right, well, fill us in on how it all went down with you two.
Well, I'll tell you the background. We met on Match. And our first date was a nice dinner at Maury's Tiny Cove. You guys know that?
Yeah, West Side, over in Cheviot.
Yeah, and we had a really great time. We ate, we drank, we laughed, we made out a little bit. And it was all good, I thought. So I invited her to a party at my friend's house. And I guess that would be considered the second date then, yeah?
Yep.
And my friends all thought she was really nice, you know? They were, like, actually surprised that I brought such a cool girl to the party, you know? And she seemed to have a good time, too. You know, she met everybody, and we had a really good, comfortable evening, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And I did not sleep with her, so I'm not in any sort of rush to make that happen necessarily. But don't get me wrong, I really want to. I'm attracted to her and everything, but if it happens, it happens, whatever.
Yeah.
I'm,
right.
I'm rambling. I'm sorry, I'm rambling.
No, it's okay. I've just never met a guy that wanted a girlfriend for the holidays, like to go to parties with. That's the first time I've ever heard that.
Oh, you
before.
Think that's only a woman thing?
I do. But that's okay. Henry has shattered my preconceived notions on that.
Who do you kiss under the mistletoe then?
Anybody.
Whoever within arm's reach.
Honestly, Henry, if you're closest.
Nobody wants to see kiss.
So how was it left, like, the last time you saw her? What was that like?
And I was like, so I'll give you a call in a couple days. And I called her, and I didn't hear back. So, you know, I'm not trying to, like, stalk her or anything. But it's been, like, 7 days almost. It's been almost a full week, you could say. Yeah, so I'm like, you know,
right.
What's up?
See, most of the guys I know, when they're courting a woman, they act like, oh, I love doing all kinds of things. And I love to go to this, and I love to go to that. And then the minute they're, like, in a committed relationship, he doesn't want to go out. He doesn't want to do anything. Oh, let's just lay low at home.
Yeah. Let's watch a movie and order takeout.
Yeah.
Speak for yourself. I'm all about it. You know,
you love to go out and socialize.
Here's the thing. When you got friends who are all coupled up, you know, and you're, like, the proverbial fifth wheel or seventh wheel, it's weird, you know?
Yeah.
It just makes things weird. I don't know.
Okay. Well, listen, let's take a break here. We're gonna call her, Stephanie, and see what's up. See what she thought of Henry and her couple of dates with him. Coming up next as we continue on Second Date Update at Q102. All right, so Henry met Stephanie on Match. They went out on a couple of dates, and he really thought they were in a good place. Like, she could potentially be girlfriend material, which Henry's kind of thinking ahead to some of these holiday parties, some of the social gatherings, a Christmas party. He would like to have someone to go to these things with. And I said, well, I mean, does it have to be a girlfriend? Like, can you just, you know, go out with anybody? And it sounds like Henry is looking to get into a committed relationship. And he thought Stephanie might be that one. And look, if you're on Match, you're not just looking for a hookup. You are looking for a relationship. Am I wrong?
Absolutely, man. I'm being above board here.
Cool.
Absolutely.
Okay, fair enough. And it's been about 7 days since he last heard from Stephanie. He thought things were good between them. So here we are. We're going to call Stephanie. Unless Henry can think of any reason as to why she'd be avoiding him, we're just going to go ahead and call her, okay?
Yeah, good for the good with that. Let's do it.
All right.
Hello.
Hi, can we speak to Stephanie, please?
This is she.
Stephanie, it's Jeff and Jen at Q102. How are you doing?
Always feel confident on your second date. With help from the Plastic Surgery Group, schedule a consultation at 513-791-4440 or at theplasticsurgerygroup.com. Surgery has
an art. I'm Bradley Trainer,
and I'm Don McClain. We have a podcast called Blinded by the Item.
A blind item is gossip about a celebrity with their name left out. It's a guessing game, and you can play along. The item might be like, this A-list star carries a Birkin bag worth more than the average person's house to the gym to work out.
Pretty sure that's J-Lo.
And P.S., the person behind all of this is Kris Jenner,
LLC.
We drop a new episode every weekday, so the fun never ends.
Blinded by the Item. Listen wherever you get podcasts and watch us on the Blinded by the Item YouTube channel.
This morning.
Oh, is this a second date update?
Yes. I was trying to think of a way I could spin it. I can't.
They're still calling back.
Do you know who we're calling about?
Yes.
Okay, so what's going on there? Because he said you guys went out a couple times, and he was left with the impression that you guys were good.
Well, did he tell you that we went to a Halloween party?
No, I don't think so.
Yeah, he did not specify that it was a Halloween party.
Yeah, I went at a giant turkey leg, and he went as Mr. Nibble. Mr. Nipple.
Snipple.
And he had this giant baby bottle nipple on his head.
Oh, Mr. Nipple.
Yeah.
Okay.
He was wearing these white scrub pants, and he was shirtless. And apparently he has 7 nipples, like real ones, on his chest. Like, they're not super huge or weird or anything, but there are 7 of them.
Wow. I've known people with like 4 or 5, but I don't think I've ever heard of somebody having 7 nipples.
Is that even possible? That's crazy.
A lot of nipples.
Like your mama cat.
He had all of them circled and numbered so people could easily And so, like, he was walking around this party with everyone looking and just touching his nipples. And it was kind of funny, but it was also, like, just really bizarre. So, I mean...
He was the life of the party.
Mr. Nipple.
Yeah.
That's really funny.
He was the only one there that was that, I can guess.
Guaranteed.
You got to admit that Mr. Nipple was creative. That's a creative costume.
That does sound pretty creative.
Yeah, I got to give him that.
It was a party at my friend's house. I wouldn't have done it if I didn't know everybody there, you know? I know everybody. Everyone thought it was funny. It was funny. Mr. Nipple. Everybody come squeeze his nipples. Pick a nipple, squeeze it.
To a dude, it's kind of funny. I don't know how all the women would perceive that.
So what part about that bothered you the most, Stephanie?
I mean, I don't know. I don't think so.
Dude, I mean, it's like you're saying if I dressed up differently that we would be going out again is basically what you're saying.
Yeah, I don't
know. You can't judge a book on the cover, you know what I'm saying? So you can't judge a man on a costume. It's one day out of the year. Give me...
Is part of the problem right now that he's starting to sound a little desperate?
What?
Well, you're kind of, you're really kind of begging at this point.
I will also say, too, that it's been my experience that it's, for as long as we've been doing Second Date Update here, that it's usually not about the nipples.
Yeah.
All 7 of them.
Jeff's got a very good point.
I don't know. Like,
and it's not the fact. Are you saying it's the fact that he has 7 nipples or just that what he did with his 7 nipples?
I mean, it was funny, but it just was weird.
I'm so sorry, Henry.
There's a girl out there for you, but
I feel like we're pulling teeth at this point.
Yeah.
But
I can't. Sorry, Henry.
But Stephanie,
I feel like this is, it was a waste of my whole time. It blew up in my face.
Wait, us too.
Not at all.
That's all right, guys. Appreciate it. Yeah, appreciate it.
And Stephanie, we appreciate you taking the call. We really do.
We do. We appreciate you both.
Yeah.
Thank you for your time, your honesty.
But Henry, we appreciate you putting yourself out there,
man.
We do.
Good luck.
And best of luck to you.
This is bullshit, guys. Waste of my time. Thanks a lot, guys. You know what? I should have called her myself because it would have been a lot different from you guys. You ran interference and you f***ed it up. Thanks a lot.
Okay. You need our help. This is a second date update. Send us an email, jeffandjen@wkrq.com.
Thanks for listening to the Q102 Jeff and Jen Morning Show Podcast, brought to you by CVG Airport. Fly healthy through CVG. For more information, go to CVG Airport / fly healthy.